This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Looking down the road at what's in store for U.S. dairy producers. Let's talk about it with Jerry Dreyer, editor and analyst of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. Here's Lee Melke. Lee?
Jerry, you have a look down the road for us. A lot of dairy farmers are really concerned about what lies in the next few months and years and whether they're going to stay in this dairy business.
Yes, I do, Lee. I do a long-range forecast for some clients, and I just wrapped up my most recent one where I said to them, on the supply side of the equation, everything looks like it's going to stay the same. There's plenty of milk everywhere in the world, and I don't see milk producers in the USA letting up on the throttle for at least another 4 to 6 months. On the demand side, everything is kind of staying the same. It's good. It's not exceptional, but it's fairly steady here and around the world. We're moving product overseas and we're moving product domestically. So that means prices are going to stay pretty much range bound where they have been. There may be a few days or weeks of prices significantly lower than they are right now, simply because inventories totally overwhelm the market during the spring flush. But it's pretty much a steady-as-it-goes climate until we either get rid of some of this milk supply or figure out a new way to create demand.
Well, and demand globally, as you mentioned before, is okay, but China's latest imports were nothing to write home about, and we've got a lot of uncertainty over NAFTA and trade disputes and all this. How does this bode for us in the future?
Oh, yeah. The risk in my forecast, which says steady as it goes, the risk is all downside. If we lose some of these export opportunities or just kiss them goodbye, product going into Mexico, product going into China, product going into the Middle East, if we just kiss those export markets goodbye, then I don't know where the bottom is in the market. Prices will take a significant hit. They have no choice. We export 15% of what we produce. One day a week goes overseas. The domestic market's not going to soak that up near term.
Jerry Dreyer, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thanks, Lee. And in other dairy news, Bolthouse Farms' pea powder-based beverage is unfairly and illegally skirting federal regulations by marketing its product labeled as milk. That, according to the National Milk Producers Federation, and FDA must take enforcement action against the maker of the product, Campbell Foods. In a letter sent last week to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, National Milk criticized both Campbell Foods and its California-based Bolthouse brand for the prominent use of the word milk on the center of its package. And adding to the concern, the letter noted that in many grocery stores, the Bolthouse product is sold in the dairy case immediately adjacent to real cow's milk, further leading to consumer confusion. National Milk's Chris Galen says it's time to peel back the label on food manufacturers' deceptive food labeling and marketing.
Food labels are a battleground these days, whether it's confusing the situation with these imitation dairy products or using absence claims like no GMOs or no antibiotics to try to infer that somehow a product is better for you, safer, more sustainable. We've seen too much of this already, and so we're asking then consumers to submit examples of other labels and other marketing claims that also play fast and loose with the facts, because ultimately manufacturers can only be discouraged from doing this is if they get some pushback from the marketplace.
That's Chris Galen, Senior VP of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. More info about Peel Back the Label is at peelbackthelabel.org.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Tomorrow, we'll check in with the professional dairy producers in the world of dairy. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.